coaches trust you. You know, you got to really protect the quarterback, and it's a whole lot more into it just being saying you the starter. So I'm going to try to just put the team on my back when I get a chance to, and carry it, run off with it.
Mike mentioned the yardage you had plus the fumble, obviously, and he was asked also, you know, which carries more weight, the yardage or the fumble, and he goes, well, you can't play if you lose the ball.
Yeah, I fumbled, and it wasn't nothing. I don't have no excuses, and it's just lack of ball security. I wasn't holding it tight, and the defense, you know, the linebacker poked the ball out, and like I said, I don't have no excuse for it. I fumbled, and, you know, I tried to just put it behind me mentally, and I think I did a good job with it.
When you're in a rotation like that, though, and you do drop the ball and you know what it means to Shanny, does that make you think, like, shit, now that's it, I'm done for the day?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought, you know, I wasn't going to be in for two or three more series, but he put me back in when my series back up, and, you know, I think they trust in me now. You know what I can do, and I just got to just eliminate these little nicks and things that's hurting me.
You think you earned that trust in training camp? I mean, what do you think you did to make the trust?
I think I just dealt with the adversity pretty good. You know, them putting Mike in front of me and just rotating through how they were. You know, things were going. People were saying about me in preseason, and over the last year, I think I earned a little bit more of his trust, and I think this year, you know, I just got to just run away with it.
What are your goals if you're a starter all year?
Like I always say, man, I want to get 1,000 yards regardless if I was starting, if I wasn't. So that's just my mind frame right now.